This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, we do the show here in New Hampshire, beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, which means sometimes we're subject to the occasional winter storm, and I understand that there's another one heading this way, and it's also going to be crossing over New York as well, if I've heard correctly.
It's going to snow tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, it's not expected to be as bad as the one that that happened a couple weeks ago, but as you may recall, a couple of weeks ago, New York City got buried in a pretty serious way. And it's not because they couldn't have done something about it. It's because they didn't do anything at all. The snow plow drivers union was basically on strike. And they weren't on full strike. They were still on the clock and actually collecting paychecks. But they just weren't actually doing any snow plowing. And it had to do with them, I don't know, wanting more benefits or
work
money.
Slowdown of some sort.
Yeah. I don't know what all the internals were. But essentially it resulted in the streets of New York City, specifically the areas outside of Manhattan, the outer boroughs, as they are called, were essentially loaded with snow for days. And as a result of that, ambulances and other emergency vehicles were unable to get to people that were trying to call them for, you know, a heart attack or, you know, their baby choking or something like that. In fact, people ended up dying as a result of not being
able to... Including that baby.
That's right. I don't know if it was choking, but, you know, something happened to it, and it's dead. As a result of the emergency services couldn't get through because these bureaucrats were basically just sitting around smoking.
And they weren't just smoking. They were drinking beer, actually.
Yeah, drinking.
At the office and in the trucks, as I understand it.
So I thought that was all that there was to the story. I mean, that was the real big story out of the snowstorm. But it turns out that there's more that has been going on, and that is the garbage hasn't been picked up. Now, what brought
I heard about that.
Yeah. What brought this to my attention, Johnson, one of the producers for the show, sent me, an instant message with a link to a YouTube video with one of the guys from the Opie and Anthony show walking down the street yesterday with his cell phone, shooting the literal piles and piles, just huge, lengthy piles of garbage that are filling up the streets, not the streets, but the sidewalks, to the point where there are these little paths. It's almost like you're living in a pack rat's home. There are little paths.
It's a labyrinth.
Yeah.
You want to cross the street, you have to pass a long row of garbage, piles of garbage bags to get to a gap so you can cross the street and
it's
things like that.
Crazy. New York, CBS2 reporting, if you've walked or driven, this 2 days ago, and I believe they've started picking them up, but if you've walked or driven on many streets in New York City, you know that mountains of snow have been replaced by piles of garbage. As CBS2's John Metaxas found out on Wednesday while patrolling the stinky streets inside the Mobile 2 unit, the situation is still pretty bad a full 10 days after the blizzard hit. Williamsburg's been forgotten. It's a land of garbage, property manager Larry Glick said. I manage 9 buildings in Williamsburg, and all of my buildings have garbage. It's ridiculous. Glick isn't alone either.
Where's Williamsburg?
I don't know. You have to pull it up on the map. Glick
New York City?
This is a New York City story.
Okay.
CBS2 out of New York. So go ahead, pull it up. Let me know, Mark.
I will.
Glick isn't alone either. There are plenty of folks steamed about the massive piles of garbage they've had on their streets for days. On block after block, residents look at hundreds of trash bags at a time, piled high and stretching for yards. It's really bad. All the rats come out, big, giant rats here at night, Domingo Colon said. You could see them running all over the place. Several Williamsburg residents said they're holding Mayor Michael Bloomberg accountable.
Holding him accountable. So by that, what they mean, I'm assuming what they mean then, is they're not going to pay their property taxes for the period of time when the services have stopped.
Yeah, right.
That way they can use that money to hire someone else to do that.
To actually hold them accountable.
It ain't going to happen.
No, of course not. So they'll elect a new mayor maybe at the next election season, and that'll change everything.
It's a neighborhood in Brooklyn.
I wonder is it going to not... Maybe you can... Someone could... You could correct me, or a caller could correct me if I'm wrong, but I assume these are union workers And they're not, they're not allowed to hire alternatives. Like, there's probably union contracts that says you have to hire us. And so if we go on strike, you're not supposed to do it. You're just going to have to deal with it. So
that is a safe, I would say it's a safe presumption to say that the garbage collectors are union city employees.
And if they completely fail in their duties, they're not allowed to just go and hire someone else to fill in for them or just to fire them and replace them because they're not doing their job.
Right. Now, it's my understanding that they were actually ordered to not pick up the garbage for some reason. Maybe it was because of the snow and they were ordered to not pick it up, but then I guess they weren't ever ordered to start picking it up thereafter. Now, that's my understanding.
They were ordered by union bosses?
I don't know. It doesn't go. I don't think it goes through that in this story. That's just what I've heard. Maybe you're in New York City and you can clue us in. 1-800-259-9231. One resident said, look at this. All this garbage everywhere. He's not doing anything for us. Nothing at all. The mayor should stop hiding and come out to pick up the garbage, resident Ray Acosta said. In Manhattan, some of the piles were even taller, some nearly 7 feet in height.
Oh,
it
my
made
God.
For quite a view for people trying to enjoy their coffee at a French bistro. Louis Zamora on the Upper West Side said, well, the coffee was good, but I kept my back to the view. Massive piles of trash are not the norm everywhere, though. Several blocks have had their trash collected, but it depends where you are. One resident said, my block's fine. I haven't seen any problem. I've seen some large stacks of garbage bags, but I don't see them sticking around too long. On the west side, it seems to be okay, but when you look at everyone else, friends in Brooklyn, Bay Ridge, where I grew up, it's a disaster. The Department of Sanitation told CBS2 that crews are making steady progress in reducing the backlogged trash with nearly 40,000 tons collected on Monday and Tuesday. It said it expects to have all trash collected by the end of the week. So it sounds to me like they took an entire week off from trash collection in New York City as a result of it snowing out there.
Isn't it disturbing how 1 week of not picking up trash that created that much?
There's a lot disturbing. Of people there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. A lot of people make a lot of trash.
Right. A lot of people densely packed in. And, yeah, exactly. I don't know. I wonder how often they normally come by to pick up the trash in New York City. I'd imagine it's fairly often. It's probably more than once a week.
I got it twice a week in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah, yeah. So 800-259-9231. I just thought that was, you know, particularly interesting follow-up to the snow piece. Literally piles and piles of garbage littering the streets. Of course, they're just sitting in bags. Nobody has trash cans in New York City because the garbage is picked up on a regular basis, as I understand.
Where would you keep them?
Right, so they just put the bags out front.
I think if everyone had trash cans, that would be ridiculous on trash day.
Yeah, where would they keep them? And so literally you just have piles of bags, and of course the rats are indeed coming out. They are hungry.
Some of those bags are going to burst open when they try to retrieve them, I think.
That's right. They're already breaking into the bags, and, you know, things are being strewn across streets and sidewalks, and it's just horrifying. So there's your government in action again, people. I mean, this is what you get when you put the government in charge of municipal services. What would we do without them? Well, you'd actually have competing garbage companies competing for people's business.
I was going to say, you could stop paying them when they don't do their job, and you could hire someone else that would do it.
Right.
When you're cheaper, probably cheaper, actually.
When you're frustrated and upset with the garbage company that you have, you can fire them and hire the next one. It actually is done right here in our area in New Hampshire. There is no garbage pickup in Keene, New Hampshire.
No city garbage pickup.
No city garbage pickup. So you're private companies with real trash trucks come by your house. They set up an arrangement. You can pay. You can have them come by once a week, twice a week. You can, you know, do whatever you want, and they will. They'll do it for you. It doesn't cost much different than it did according to the bill in Sarasota, Florida, where they have.
Does it? I don't know about that.
And it doesn't. And it's not that unusual. Is the important thing too. I know in my mom lives in Georgia. And where she lives, they don't have trash pickup. She takes it herself.
She likes
to save money, so she takes it herself. I take it myself at the moment and have been for quite some time. I might at some point break down and hire someone. But it's not terribly unusual to have people either take their own trash to the dump or hire people privately to come pick up their trash. It happens all over the place. So there's absolutely, it's ridiculous to think it has to be done by the government.
It was a pleasant surprise for me. Mark, what did you pay for garbage collection in Sarasota?
I think it was $30
per
what the bill said per month. Or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But remember, they have the economics of scale there. They're picking up everyone's garbage.
That's true. More coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features completely free, so head over there and enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and you can see that for yourself there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered taking a case to court without an attorney, you need jurisdictionary.com. Jurisdictionary.com will teach you how to motion the court, to get evidence, all the things that you need to do when you're dealing in the court system, and you don't need an attorney. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. I think it's such a good course that I bought it for myself, and I recommend it to you. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. It works for both plaintiffs or defendants, created by a 24-year case-winning attorney who wants to show you how to protect yourself against other members of his profession. It's jurisdictionary.com.
So we started the show out tonight with this piece out of New York City, CBS2 reporting on piles and piles of garbage all across different parts of the city that had gone uncollected for at least 10 days. And as far as I know, some of it may still be there. I haven't seen any updates. I looked for the story earlier today, and I didn't see any updates. Maybe it's all cleaned up at this point. But nonetheless, they had the snowstorm, and from what I understand, I haven't read this officially in any news reports, but from what I understand, the government ordered the trash pickup halted while they were dealing with the snow situation. And because it took them a while to deal with the snow situation, they never apparently ordered the trash to be picked up.
Right,
and
because
so it's just piling up.
The sanitation department that's supposed to collect the snow, as I understand it, they were, you know, basically on a work slowdown. So when you're not able to get trucks through the street, you can't pick up the trash either.
Yep, and so it just kept piling up. They got rats all over the place now that have come out. I mean, obviously the rats are already in the sewers and things like that in the buildings, but they've now come out.
They're fat rats.
Yeah, into the streets. They've been munching all night long on these trash bags, chewing holes in them, and it's an awful situation.
So you know when they're picking up the bags, that stuff's falling out of them, and bags are ripping. You think the garbage men are going to pick up all that stuff that rips when it falls out?
Not if they're city garbage men.
There's going to be a lot of trash sitting on the streets in New York for a while.
Right, and that comes around to what we were discussing is the idea of getting the government out of this field. I mean, I think we should get rid of the government entirely, but just looking at this one issue, it's hard for some people to envision a world in which the government doesn't pick up their garbage. If they've been used to this for their whole lives, if they've lived in a place where the government has picked up the garbage every single week for their whole lives, it's hard for them to fathom in some cases that this could be done without the government. We need the government to take care of the trash. That's what the government's supposed to be there for.
And the irony of it is that this is the horror story they tell you will happen if the government doesn't do it. that's exactly what they'll tell you. There'll be garbage in the streets.
Yep.
Some people will just leave their garbage.
Some people won't pay for garbage service.
Right.
And then they'll just throw their garbage out there.
And then what happens instead is that the horror story happened because government is there and because there's no recourse, because there's a union that says they have to hire them, and when the union goes on strike, they're not allowed to hire someone else. And I mean, this is happening because it's government.
That's exactly right, and so it's important to help people realize that in the absence of the government, this can be done, and thank goodness we actually have examples we can point to, because a lot of times people say, well, you guys are utopians. This can never happen. You don't have any examples of this happening in real life. Well, of course, we don't have any examples of a true free marketplace where there is an open market in all products and services in all ways, total freedom. Yeah, we don't have anything we can point to for that, but we can point to examples of how the marketplace does things better in every single instance that you can imagine.
It's an unfair judgment to say that, you know, that we're utopian. When in fact just saying that things would be better, that there would be alternatives, that things could improve over time because there would be choices, we wouldn't be locked into one thing. This is not utopia. This is just a path to something that can get better.
Who's a utopian is what I want to know. The people that stand in the face of government action every day, failure upon failure upon failure, the government failing all the time, constantly charging, three times, it costs the government three times, in some cases more, to do, you know, what it would, the marketplace could do for so much less, and those people saying that the government has to do X. I mean, who's the utopian? The people that believing the government is finally going to do it right the next time?
Yeah, I'd be happy even if it were true. Even if it were true that I was paying more for garbage pickup here in Keene, and I'm not sure. I don't remember what my bill was. Mark, you said it was $30 a month in Florida. I'm not sure if it was or not, but for me at least. But even if it were more, I still feel better about it because I get to choose, and that
is a nice thing to be able to do. I get to select the company that that picks up my garbage from a choice of about five, I think, around here.
There are other options. I'm sure that you can, and you probably haven't asked the company, hey, how can I cut down on my trash collection bill? You called them up, said, hey, how much for trash service? They said this, and that's what you took. You didn't say, oh, well, what about the economy service? Maybe they can come by every other week and charge you, you know, 60% of what your bill is. You don't know. It's possible to pay less.
I shopped around. I haven't done one yet, partly just from being kind of slack about it, because I actually intended to hire a trash service. But I did shop around in my area, which is just a little bit outside of Keene, for trash disposal. And I talked to different people, and some of them were like, you know, they would pick up more trash if it were separated, for instance. Like if you did separate your recyclables.
I don't do recycling.
Yeah, I prefer not. You don't have to, is the nice thing. If you do the private services in my area, then you don't have to separate and everything. But if you the city requires it.
So your city.
While I'm taking trash to the dump myself, I have to sort it. It's right out of there's a Penn and Teller show that does this recycling. Mm-hmm. The spoofs recycling. I can't say
it's a
the
great
name of the
show. Penn and Teller's BS.
BS. Yeah, I can't say it. So, but they did the recycling thing, and they had as a spoof, they had like a line of 11 different multicolored garbage cans,
right? Just to see what people would take.
Say, hey, okay, I'll sort everything, and they were sorting it into like 11 different garbage cans, which was like, and it was comical, but people were doing it.
Yeah, they wanted to see how far people were willing to go.
It's no exaggeration. There's like six different kinds of cardboard and paper. And there's different color of glass. There's different kinds of plastic, and all you know. It's not even an exaggeration.
I'm actually surprised there isn't mandatory recycling here in Keene, it being the bigger city and all.
Yeah.
But there's not. So, but yeah, you're right, Mark. I mean, certainly there are ways to negotiate, and I have done that actually. I've negotiated a yearly rate where I just pay once instead of paying monthly, and I get a month free or something like that for paying in advance.
Sure, they appreciate it too.
Yeah. So yes, it can happen with the marketplace providing these services. Not only do you get to choose between the different service providers and look at what they offer and look at what their prices are, but they're not as, well, picky. I mean, you mentioned, Mark, that in New York City, these bags are going to be, garbage holes in these bags, strewing garbage all over the place. When the trash men pick them up, they're not going to reach down and clean up the banana peels and whatever else falls out.
Some of it, but not all of it. You know that's for sure.
It ain't their job. Their job's to take that bag and put it in the truck and move on. That's what they do. And in a lot of cases, the government trash pickup has very stringent and strict rules that make it incredibly onerous to actually throw things away. Well, if you're going to have sticks, you've got to bundle them together and you've got to do this and you've got to have these kind of trash cans. And here...
What about throwing away paint or computers? Good Lord.
Yeah. Here things are a little bit easier because I've never had my trash company bitch at me for the way I've put my trash together. More coming up.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLive. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425 or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you for free. So enjoy those on us, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's where I get some of my show prep. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so we started out by talking about New York City and how they apparently just decided to stop picking up garbage for 10 days and use the snowstorm as an excuse. Now the garbage is finally being slowly collected from around the city, but it piled up for days at a time, leaving piles in some places as high as 7 feet. And we're not just talking about a little pile, we're talking about piles that stretch for the block. I mean, huge amounts of garbage. And it's a perfect example, as Dalbert pointed out, of what the people who are afraid of the idea of not having government or not having this coercive, violent monopoly government anymore will say when you propose something like, well, let's just let the market handle garbage collection. Oh, there'll be piles of garbage everywhere. Well, it looks like that's exactly what happened when you put the government in charge of it.
Well, you know, even if you're not talking about doing away with a coercive top down government that people don't have to don't have a one size fits all, people don't have a choice to use that government, that's one thing. But another thing is you don't need the government to pick up garbage. I mean, if you need the government to do some things, you certainly don't need it to pick up garbage.
But we certainly need the government to license drivers, don't we? I mean, we've got to make sure that people are safe on the roads, and only the government can do that.
Yeah, well,
they did it for quite a while, and there were a lot less accidents at that time. I mean, obviously the circumstances are different, no doubt. But no, it wasn't always done. And licensing of drivers now is obviously more about tracking people constantly than it is about making sure they're good drivers.
Well, we need to have a central authority who decides what is and what is not on a license. We have to have one authority that people can go to know who's who out there driving on the roads. We can't have competition in this area, can we?
Seems to me that it's all muddled up in the fact that the government has decided that it owns the roads. There used to be lots of private roads. If the government's going to be the holder of roads, then you can see why it would be the issuer of driver's licenses.
Well, let's look at what happens when the government issues driver's licenses. Recent story out of NBC Los Angeles. New security features designed to help prevent fraud and counterfeiting of California driver's licenses have caused a backlog of renewals, according to the California DMV. While many drivers applied through the mail or online hoping to save time, some have faced delays of more than 2 months. Now, let's be clear on something. If you have to renew your license, and you send the renewal in, and they're giving you a 2-month waiting period for the renewal, whereas normally it would take a couple of weeks to get the renewal, what happens when your license expires and you're still waiting?
You're in big trouble.
Oh, wait, you've got work to go to? Don't you worry about that. We're not concerned with whether or not you can get to work. We've got our bureaucracy here, and something's wrong, and we're just going to take our sweet time getting to it. If that means you have to miss work for 2 months, or somehow, you know, pay for a cab to get to work, or
take
whatever.
Take the bus.
You know?
Well, and I heard of a story locally. This is just someone I know said they went to get their local license, and they got a temporary thing handed to them, which presumably would keep them out of jail for a little while in case they got pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
For driving. You know, they had a temporary thing that was like a couple weeks, and then they had a piece of paper, a receipt basically saying, we will try to get your real license, your proper official license, whatever they call it, to you within 60 days. We will try.
They'll try
to get it to you within 60 days.
Do or
and
do
meanwhile,
not.
What's going to happen under their system if they, you know, the temporary license they've been issued has expired, and meanwhile they're the ones who are responsible for sending the license.
You're
they're
going to
the
court.
Only ones that can get you a license.
Yeah, you get pulled over, you're going to be the one that's going to be standing in front of the man in the robe, not them.
What are you supposed to do? There's one person issuing licenses, and the best they can claim to do is try to get it to you within 2 months.
Marjorie Barakian, a certified nursing assistant and home health aide, says she's been waiting nearly 2 months for her new license. She says she wrote a check, and this story, by the way, came out yesterday, actually earlier today. But she says she wrote a check on November 8th, and the DMV cashed it on November 22nd. So they took the money, and no problem taking her money from her.
They got that done.
As of January 6th, 2 months later, she still hasn't received her renewal. Do I have to move to another state to get a driver's license, she asks? She's not alone. Several viewers wrote NBC LA saying they experienced similar delays. One viewer, Robert McDonald, said it was a little more than 3 months from the date I paid it before I got it. The operator at the DMV said the solution is to go into the DMV and wait in one of their endless lines to get a driver's license extension.
Yeah, that's fun stuff.
McDonald said he paid his renewal online on August 19th, but didn't receive it until November 21st. DMV spokesbureaucrat Michael Morando acknowledged the problem, blaming the delays on a manufacturing problem in creating the state's new, more secure license. See, just be patient. It's all about Homeland Security, people. Just shh. Don't question the state. Everything's fine. I know it's inconvenient, but hey, what can you do? You can't do anything. There is no alternative here. If you drive around without the state's license, without their little permit, they might put you in a cage as a result of that. Now, actually, we're going to have an interesting situation up here in Keene, New Hampshire, as one of the Freedom to Travel activists, Rich Angel, was given a ticket a couple of nights ago here in Keene. Normally, he lives in the Grafton area, but was here in town for a birthday party, and they pulled him over while he was leaving that party. And luckily, we were nearby. He sent out a Pork 411 to let us know. The activists came out with video cameras. Some of the video footage from that has been posted over on the blog at freekeen.com, so you can see how the police are behaving. One cop tells Jason Talley, the guy with the video camera, to shut up at one point, so obviously a little frustrated with the activist response coming out to support their friend.
Was that a Keene cop or a city?
Keene cop. So he's being charged with driving without a license. Luckily, they didn't arrest him. They just ticketed him. and they let somebody else drive the car away. But this guy knows his stuff. Rich Angel, he comes from Montana, and in Montana, he actually did his own TV show. He did a cable access TV show where he focused on the ideas of liberty and, you know, kind of living outside of the purview of the government system. And I don't think the guy has had a driver's license for a long time. I don't know. I'm not going to speak for him, but that's my understanding. And so it'll be very interesting to see how he approaches this issue. He's taking it to court. He's not going to take a plea bargain. He's not going to pay their fine. And he's going to court, and he's going to stand on the right to travel. And he's been doing research on this issue for a long time. So he is fully, if anybody's prepared to go to court on this issue, it's going to be Rich Angel. So
yeah,
it should be very interesting.
To him for that, because I do not have the patience to sift through their foreign language. That they call their legal dialect, you know, is basically a foreign language that you have to go to school for many years to understand.
Right. Well, what would be nice is if he can actually make some progress, then there'll be something other people can look at and they can emulate. Because that's always
right.
Nice. If somebody actually has a winning system, promote it. Please, let people know about it so people can take those ideas and run with it. I would love to see people taking up this issue. It hasn't been a very popular one in the past. And it's generally, it's one of those ones that is very difficult for the public, members of the public, to look at and comprehend, because they're under this paradigm that the government must license drivers, that the government is the only organization that could possibly certify whether someone can drive, which, of course, is a huge joke if you've ever actually taken a government driving test. Like a blindfolded monkey could have passed the one I took in Florida.
And then
it
you never take
hard.
It again. It's
no.
Like, you know,
right.
It's practically pretty much done at that point.
Even if you're 80 and blind, you know, you don't have to take it again.
All you have to do is go drive in Venice, Florida for a couple of days, and you'll realize that, whoa, this driver's license thing really isn't any use at all. I mean, these people are bouncing their Buicks and their Lincolns off of each other all day long in the middle of 41.
All right, we'll come back with more at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to share your ideas for getting the government out of driver's licenses, or tell us what your story is out in California. Are you waiting for a license? Apparently a lot of people are.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you will find there for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, you can shop with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's one of the many ways you can help support the show. Get your shopping done through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So it's the same great Amazon, the same huge selection, excellent prices that you're used to, free Super Saver shipping on a bunch of their brand new items, even used items if you want, dozens of categories, a lot of stuff. It's Amazon. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done and feel good because a portion of the sale goes to Free Talk Live. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And unlike the California DMV or any other DMV for that matter, Amazon will actually, you know, send your stuff to you as quickly as you'd like. They'll get it out the door as quick as possible because they care about your business and they know that they have to compete with others to receive it. Unlike the DMV, who doesn't give a flip about you, and they don't care about whether or not they get your business, because they're going to have their jobs whether or not anybody walks through that that DMV door at the beginning of the day, and they're going to have their job whether or not the person who walks out is happy with their customer service experience. And for all the talk...
Who walks out of the DMV saying that they've been happy with their customer service experience?
Only someone on a DMV commercial would do something like that.
I've walked out thinking, man, that was quick. And being happy that I managed to get lucky like that. And sometimes, you know, I knew where the DMV office was. Sometimes you'd go in and the line would be tremendous. Other times you'd go in and there wouldn't be that many people. And I got lucky one time and I was thinking, oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, so for all the talk that they might do about, we're focused on service, or the posters that they might put up in the lobby to try to get you to not focus on how awful the experience actually is. It's bad, and everybody knows it, right? There's some things that everybody knows are true about the government. We've talked many times about how a lot of people, they know that politicians lie to them, but for some reason they believe them again.
But that's the way it has to be, Ian.
What do you mean?
It just has to be that way. The government has to handle certain things. That's the only way it can get done, even though they suck at it.
That's what people tell themselves.
The very same people will say, you know, they're horrible at these things, but it has to be a monopoly. It's the only way it's going to get going to be done right.
Right, because the market couldn't possibly handle something like coming up with standards for what driving, good driving is considered. It's nonsense. Of course the marketplace can handle that. The marketplace comes up with standards all the time.
And really, there ought to be different standards. You know, there's the standard person who drives, you know, drives around, and then there's maybe someone under certain circumstances, they might be kept to a much higher standard than your average driver. Maybe for a certain business, they would, you know, maybe they're transporting something that could be particularly dangerous, and maybe they want a whole different level of accountability for that person and their ability to drive. You know, maybe there should be a little more variety there.
1-800-259-9231 allows you to get in control here of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. You're welcome to tell us your DMV hell experience if you'd like. Certainly enough people have them. But a little bit more on what's going on out in California, where, according to NBC in Los Angeles, they've gone ahead and they've applied some new technology to the creation of these driver's licenses. And as a result of some failure, they have been unable to... Well, there's been a backlog of driver's licenses, and it has resulted in people, some of them, waiting as long as 3 months to do something as simple as renew an existing driver's license, which, of course, means that they're in a very sticky predicament wherein they have an expired driver's license, and supposedly the paperwork's in to get a new one, but that doesn't help you when you're pulled over by a cop who sees you've got an expired driver's license.
Right, and you really have to wonder, what's the purpose of renewing a driver's license anyway?
Money.
Right, that's what it's got to be. Now, take money out of the equation and try to come up with some other explanation as to why every 6 years or so I have to tell the government that I'd like my license renewed. I mean, you know, if I go to another state, I guess I have to get another driver's license then. If I leave the country, you know, I guess that they would, you know, my license would still be good for the lifetime. Because it's not like they ever check you again. They just want your check. So what's the purpose? I mean, you know, if I were to renew my driver's license for 6 years and then leave the country, my driver's license would be good for 6 years and I'd be driving in or Uruguay or wherever it is that I was then, and oh my God, there'd be an outstanding license that somebody's not here to use, but there is for 6 years anyway. So what difference if it makes it 6 years or if it makes you know, it's the lifetime? It just doesn't make any sense other than getting a check out of you.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It certainly doesn't.
And getting updated information,
getting
your address and everything is updated. They want to track you.
Isn't that the law?
The driver's license is not about your driving. It's about tracking you more than anything else.
Absolutely right, because it's easy as hell to get one of these driver's licenses. And you're right, Mark. It is the law, so-called, in most states that says something. It's usually something to the effect of you've got to. I know it was in Florida. You've got to notify us within 10 days of moving. And then the way they catch you on that is when they pull you over and you hand over the driver's license, they'll ask you, is this your address? And if you say yes, and it's not your, if you say no, that's not my address, and then they'll ask you, well, when did you move? Well, I moved 30 days ago. Well, there's a ticket for you. You just went ahead and walked right into that one. So they usually, in many cases, rely on you to essentially be the indictor of your own self on that particular so-called crime of not informing the government as to where your residence
is. The best thing to ask a cop whenever you get something like that, are you conducting an investigation? I mean, that's the question. Are you conducting? Because if he's not conducting an investigation, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If he is conducting an investigation, then he can talk to my attorney about those questions.
But I don't want to answer that question anyway. I don't care whether he claims he's conducting an investigation.
Sometimes
or not.
They'll get you for you know, standing. You know, what's the term? Obstruction of justice. If you decide not to to just say I'm not answering your questions, but if you ask them if they're conducting an investigation before you tell them that you're not answering their questions, then you're free and clear.
Well, you don't have to. In any case, you're not under an obligation to answer their questions. Typically, as I understand it, I'm not a lawyer, it's not legal advice, but as I understand it, when you're pulled over the side of the road, generally, in most places, you're legally required, not that you have ever agreed to it or anything, but they're going to claim you agreed to it when you signed the driver's license form, but the claim is you're legally required to show your license and registration.
Sure.
That's all. You don't have to answer their questions. So 800-259-9231, and if you're going to ask a question like that, Mark, which is a good question to ask, no doubt about it, if you're going to ask questions like that, it's always good to have something recording to prove what the cop actually says. Are you conducting an investigation? Well, no, I'm not conducting. I'm just here standing alongside of your car there, pal. Well, if he says that and there's no evidence.
We're just having a friendly chat.
Yeah, if he says that and there's no evidence that he said that, then he didn't say it.
Indeed, so. The best thing that you can have is the Freedom Cam or something like that.
I tell you, we were driving the other day.
FreedomCam.net.
FreedomCam.net, and Sam was really impressed with the Freedom Cam.
It has infrared for night stuff.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
If it's nighttime and you're using this device at all times when you're driving, it's recording at all times. As soon as the car's turned on, it starts up and begins recording. And it kind of bathes the inside of the car with infrared light. So when you play back the footage, you can see everything that's in that car. You can see everyone that's in the car. You can see the windows. You can see everything. It's incredible. Anyway, freedomcam.net. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So last October in California, the DMV began issuing this redesigned license, which is made by L1 Identity Solutions. The company received a 5-year, $62.8 million contract from the DMV. Yeah!
Cha-ching!
Yeah. And Morando said there have been some production issues. Licenses include enhancements such as laser perforation outline of the California Brown Bear, laser engraved signatures.
We can't get the laser bear to work.
New barcodes. That verify information.
Sounds like a supervillain weapon.
What?
A laser bear. I kind of like sharks with lasers on their heads.
Who doesn't like
God.
That? New barcodes that verify information on the license and special images that can be only seen with the use of ultraviolet light. And so the idea here that, again, going back to what Delbert said about that licenses don't actually verify whether somebody can drive, it's all about control. It's all about having the government know who you are and know where you are in as many cases as humanly possible. So that's why they're worried about counterfeiting. They're not worried about somebody counterfeiting this because they're a bad driver and they actually want to get on the roads and have something that'll show that they know how to drive. They want to do this because those people are essentially avoiding the control scheme. They're avoiding the control grid or the system. And that's very disturbing to the government people because they do want to know who you are and they do want to know where you are. And, you know, you're slapping them in the face when you get your own license.
It's such a horrible way to do. I mean, I know people feel they want police to track down criminals and things like that. But the wrong way to do that is to treat every single person out there, every single innocent person as a potential criminal all the time.
You know, one of the things that driver's license upsets me is that, one of the things about them that upsets me is that there's the expiration date, and a lot of places, they won't sell you alcohol if your license is expired. So, wait a minute, this was valid, it still shows my age, what does it matter if it's expired? It's all about obedience. More coming up, you take control, it's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.